Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We're well into yard and garden season, and we're starting to get quite a few phone calls here in the Extension Office about weeds. No one likes to have weeds in their garden, and with the rain that we have been having so far this spring and summer, there are quite a few weeds popping up in the home garden. We do get quite a few phone calls about folks wanting to know what they can spray. And in some cases, there are spray options, but in most cases, the answer for either the vegetable garden or the flower garden are cultivation, hand pulling, or mulching. In order to avoid spray drift and other side effects, those are usually the most effective if you want to be absolutely certain that you can avoid damaging those flowers or vegetables that you're trying to grow. If you have annual weeds, cultivation and hand pulling are your most effective options. Perennial weeds are often more difficult to control as they keep coming back. Repeated cultivation or the use of herbicides may be necessary to destroy some perennial weeds. And when you're cultivating in the garden, you want to make sure to avoid deep tillage as the roots of many vegetables, fruits, and flowers grow very near the soil surface. And deep cultivation will cut off some of these roots. Deep cultivation also may bring deeply buried weed seeds to the soil surface where they can germinate and actually create more weeds. So a very near surface tillage, if that's the option you choose to control weeds in your garden, is usually optimum. If you're wanting to cultivate, you may use a cultivator or you can hoe or till around plants or between rows, and you want to probably pull the weeds that are very close to the plants to avoid damaging the root systems or the plants themselves. To effectively control weeds, this cultivation or hand pulling should be done periodically throughout the growing season, especially as small weeds are much easier to control than large weeds, so doing frequent hand pulling and tilling will get them while they're still small before they are rooted in. And it's also important to destroy the weeds before they have a chance to go to seed or the problems will pop back up for next year. If you're wanting to use mulch to control weeds, you should know the basic mechanics of mulch. They control weeds by preventing the germination of weed seeds. Established weeds should be destroyed prior to the application of mulch. In addition to weed control, mulches can help conserve soil moisture, reduce erosion, and prevent crusting of the soil surface. They help keep your fruits and vegetables clean, and they may also reduce disease problems due to soil being splashed up on the plants. There's lots of different types of mulch you can use. Grass clippings, shredded leaves, and weed-free straw are excellent mulches for vegetable gardens and annual flower beds. You can apply several inches of these materials in early June after the soil has warmed sufficiently, otherwise you may stunt the growth of your plants. You may use the grass clippings, shredded leaves, and similar materials as they break down relatively quickly and can be tilled into the soil in the fall. Wood chips and shredded bark are excellent mulches for perennial beds and areas around trees and shrubs. For these, you'd want to apply 2 to 4 inches of wood chips or shredded bark around your landscape plantings. These materials decay very slowly and should last several years. However, it will probably be necessary to apply additional material periodically to retain the desired depth of mulch and avoid a surface where weeds can germinate. In some situations, as we mentioned, herbicides may be necessary to control difficult perennial weeds. But again, you should be very careful and always follow label directions to make sure you're not damaging the plants that you're trying to save. Another topic that folks usually get interested in this time of year, we always mention on this program when we have a new topic posted on our Science of Parenting website. And this topic, for anyone who has siblings, may ring close to home. If you have more than one or two children at home, the sibling can be especially an issue in the summertime when they are not doing their normal school time, school year activities, and they're home for the summer, maybe getting on each other's nerves a little bit more than usual. Brothers and sisters can seem to be arch enemies one moment and best friends the next, but sibling relationships in general are the topics on the Science of Parenting blog this month in July. Some people who don't have siblings consider themselves lucky, while others wish they had brothers and sisters. But the information discussed on the Science of Parenting blog is research-based, just a little information about how siblings relate, why siblings relate the way they do, and some tips for managing conflicts. Again, if you want to check out the Science of Parenting websites, there are a blog that you can follow and comment on, and there's also a four-minute podcast with some basic information on the topic. Just go to scienceofparenting.org, or you can find Science of Parenting on the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach website. For more information on any of the information discussed here, give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office, 243-1132. Stop by the Extension Office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, or you can visit us online anytime. Just search Cass County Iowa State University Extension. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson.